You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Frostbite 2022, welcome to Tim Talks.
Awesome, thank you. Thank you, Smite Workers. That was a group of over 80 young people that descended on the city of Athens, Ohio, during July 24 to 31, and we conducted a SMITE campaign that stands for Summer Missionary Internship Training for Evangelism. And so throughout this week, you're going to be hearing some testimonies of those participants. It is exciting to hear people who are excited to go after souls and lead them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
I'm Grace Rao.
And what church are you from?
I'm from North Columbus Baptist Church.
What grade are you going into?
Like 15th grade. I'm going into my junior year of college.
So what's your major?
Biology.
And you want to be?
A doctor.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What kind of doctor?
Either a cardiologist or a surgeon.
All right. So how many years on SMITE have you been?
This is my first year.
Okay. What do you think of it?
It's been great.
Okay.
Yeah, learned a lot. Very tired.
Yes.
But yeah, a lot of soul winning and giving out of flyers and tracts, and it's just been a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So give us just sort of a rundown on the general routine.
Yeah, so we get up at 6 a.m. every morning, and then we have...
Happily.
Yes.
Cheerfully.
Very cheerfully. and then we usually have breakfast, and then after that we go passing out flyers and door knocking to different people. And then in the middle, we take a lunch break. After that, we host like our Bible club. And that usually runs for about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
After Bible clubs, we usually head back to our dorms where we're living currently. And then after that, we head to like the evening service where we hold like VBS and then like the adult revival services.
Okay. So what's been your favorite part about the week? It's Friday as we do this, mm-hmm. so... much of the week has gone by.
I think the door knocking has been a blessing to me specifically.
Awesome.
I've just learned a lot about interacting with people and, you know, sharing my faith.
So where have you been? Where's your school? Like what city?
We're still in Athens. We're
okay.
At like East Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, planning on coming next year?
Yeah.
Good.
If it works out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it works out. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with
George Gibson.
And you're going in what grade?
Going into 8th.
That's disgusting. You're too tall for 8th grade. Well, I guess everybody is. All right, so this is your first mite then?
Yes, it is.
And you're from Cleveland Baptist?
Yep.
Awesome. I do know your parents. I'm much older than them, and that's discouraging. So, all right, so what's your story for Smite?
So I was really... moved about how God works throughout the week and like how much you could see it. Like for example, Wednesday I believe it was, there was 2 souls saved in the afternoon, but during one of the lessons I thought, hey, should I go ask this kid if he needs any help or if he wants to get saved? But then my friend was thinking the same thing like at the same time, and he went to him right after. I thought that was very cool. And
Amen.
Then there was these 3 boys that kept coming every single day, and then the 2 got saved, and we were just kind of praying for the other one that he would come to know the Lord. And then that night he walked to the back, and then me and another boy walked him over, and then we talked to him, and I got to lead my first soul to the Lord.
Amen, your first soul to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel?
It feels amazing.
Isn't it awesome?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's addicting. You want to do it over and over and over.
Yep.
There's no feeling like it.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
You'll remember this the rest of your life.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. So I am with...
Pastor Brad Bork, Vision Baptist Church, east side of Cleveland, east side suburbs of Cleveland.
All right, so how many smites have you been on?
I don't know. Every time I do one, there's an amnesia that occurs.
and you forget about how tough it is
brain cells.
Until the next one comes around and
that's
go,
right.
Hey, you know, that wasn't that bad.
You know, I just thought of something. We should call it Smite PTSD. That's what it should
there
be.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, you would know more about that because your background is?
Retired Air Force, retired 2014. Went to Heritage Baptist Institute, Cleveland Baptist Church. It's a four-year program, and then planted Vision Baptist Church.
Amen.
We're sent out of Cleveland Baptist Church.
And you retired as?
Retired Lieutenant Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel. So.
So you know a little bit about.
So
I know
PTSD.
All about. I know all about brain damage.
All right. Now I got to ask this question, because it isn't like you don't have any work to do back home.
Right.
So why would a pastor take the time and come and get involved in a week like this?
Yeah.
You're still asking yourself that.
No. I love Smite. Out of all of it,
I told
the kids this. I tell them this every year. As a military guy, it's just not a military thing, but especially being from the military, the focus on training, hands-on training, I love, that's the T in Smite,
mm-hmm.
right? And you look at all the different activities we have in church, you know, visitation, Bible clubs, bus ministry. With Smite, we actually give responsibility and accountability to teens.
Yep.
To run their Bible club, to work out the logistics, to work out the plan, to bring the team together. You're out here for, what, 5-6 days, things get tough. You just can't replicate that back home.
Yes.
And so that's what, honestly, I mean, you asked, that's why.
Amen.
I love this, because it's hands-on leadership training. Obviously, that's a big thing in the military, but there's leadership training in every industry. But that's what I love about this, is seeing these guys working with the group leaders especially. I mean, it really takes me back to my officer training days.
Hmm.
Officer enlisted, it doesn't matter. You know, it's leadership training, it's leadership training. But you can read about it, but leadership training is done boots on ground, in your face. You got to do it. It's experience. And that's why I love this, because it's just, you grind and you have to.
Amen.
Yeah. Of course, you know, and then as a church planner, I have a very new appreciation for Smite now.
Yes.
You know, here we are, what, Bible Truth Baptist Church in the Plains, Ohio, and, you know, they have a building, but it's kind of a restart, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
they're small and they're kind of, you know, they're struggling in that way. And so for us as a church plant in Lyndhurst, Ohio, you know, we started from ground zero.
Amen.
We started with zero, but we know how it is to have ambitions to get out into the community. But when
yep.
you have like 3, 4, 5 people that are actually able to hit the pavement, the amount of influence you can have, it just takes a lot of time. Maybe the best way to say it is this. What one of these teen groups can do in a day
yes.
is what my folks could do in like a month.
That's right. That's right.
And the amount of influence, the amount of area you can cover, and it's the amount of gospel. The amount of gospel that you can present out in the community. It's
yep.
just, it's at a different magnitude.
And, you know, you got 100 people descending on a community. They're all wearing the same shirt, and the buses are going all over the place. I mean, it's an impact.
It creates a buzz.
That everyone knows what happens. Everybody will remember this for years.
Well, especially in small town, you know, we're
yep.
in a rural area here, and I hope I say this the right way, but it's kind of quiet, so
mm-hmm.
there's not really a whole lot going on. And the townspeople will tell you that. They're like, man, you know, what's they see the tent go up, they see there's a buzz.
Yes.
Not that there isn't a buzz in an urban area, but, you know, in an urban area, there's just so many distractions.
Yes.
There's not a whole lot of distractions out here.
So tell me, you were telling me a story earlier, I think of a blessing you got the first day, I think it was.
Oh, man, but, that's like ancient history.
Yeah, I know. It's Friday already. I mean, that's like 3 Smites ago.
Seriously, what did I tell you?
About one of the little girls that I think the mom came or...
Oh, well, that was like 2 days ago, yeah. So, you know, we had to park at the pharmacy just because the way that the parking situation with the buses was. And I was walking up to see my friend Tom here, and I passed the drive-thru pharmacy, and this lady was in her car with 2 kids. And so you just get in Smite mode.
Yes.
You know, you're like, oh, they'd be great for the
yes.
kids program, you know. But I'm not going to bother her while she's getting her
right
her bag of whatever, you know, her
knock on the door, hey, yeah, can I have your drugs?
No, yeah, it probably happens here in a bad way. So I just waited for her to pull away from the drive-thru, and you know, it's that awkward knock on the window, like, who are you, what do you want?
Yes.
Leave me alone. But she was super kind. Long story short, she had just moved to the area a couple months ago. You always hear the, oh, I've been looking for a church.
Yes.
How long have you been looking? Oh, about 10 years. but she said she had been, honestly, you know, she's rather new to the area. So invited them. And then the very next day, I pull into the church parking lot, and I see her walking with her two boys, and her eyes kind of lock across the parking lot, and she waves, and the boys wave.
Awesome.
And so that was cool. Sat with them in the tenth service, and her boy raised his hand for the invitation, asked for the mom to come along. One of the younger workers took the, there's like I said, two boys. The younger one was, he's probably like four or five. He was kind of distracted, so it was great to have one of the teens take him aside while I worked with the older boy and the mom. And the mom came along. I loved having the mom there.
Yes.
And she was, didn't talk with her about her salvation, but just really focused in on her son.
Mm-hmm.
But always deferring back, looking back at the mom.
Yeah.
And she was 100% on board. So that was, he got saved.
Amen.
Mom said, you know,
from,
I'm really...
From a knock on the window at the pharmacy.
Yeah, you know, you
Amen.
Just... You just, I don't know, man. It's going fishing. That's what Christ says.
Amen.
You know, fishers of men. And there's a whole lot of fishing ponds out there. But I love, you know, that's one thing that I've... Another thing I've learned with Smite is being in, like, a Smite mentality. A lot of times when I'm back home, back in Cleveland... I'm not in a Smite mentality. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not very.
Yep.
I don't want to say aggressive because you don't want to be a bully, and you don't want to. I don't know. You don't want to get in people's personal space, but at the same time, there's got to be that confrontation of the gospel.
Yes.
And Satan's so good at dissuading us and discouraging us, and not just approaching people.
Amen.
You know. So that's one of the many things I. It's been
Amen.
Good for me to be down here.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, brother. Love you.
All right. I am with...
Mia.
And your last name?
Folger.
Okay. I mean, everybody knows Mia. You know, it's like just one of those one name, Fabio, you know. It's Mia. All right. What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Going into eighth?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So was this your first Smite?
Yes.
And you're from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, Cleveland Baptist. All right, and she only got to come because she knows somebody in power. So tell me your story about Smite.
It's pretty fun.
Okay, you heard it. Thank you.
Can you use your Smite? It was fun.
I sprayed all the kids with the hose. On the water day. And I got soaking wet from blowing up water balloons.
It's a great spiritual blessing.
It is. And ants were crawling in my shoe in the service. And then I've been eating fruit the entire week.
You know, this is supposed to be an advertisement for Smite, not against it.
Oh, Smite is really fun. We get to Smite eat fast food every day.
Smite builds character.
Builds character how? You are?
Callie.
And last name?
Goodman.
Because we are on the podcast, so.
Oh.
And you're from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. And what grade are you going into?
Eighth
grade. Okay, awesome. So you said Smite builds character how?
Mm-hmm.
This is your first Smite?
Yeah.
Awesome. What do you think?
It was really cool to watch all the kids, like, come, and some of them even get saved and come to the night services.
Amen. So, your focus was on kids coming to church and getting saved and not just ants in your shoes and spraying people with hoses. Okay. All right. Well, good. See, there's a big diversity of what people think. So, all right. What would you think about more people need to come?
Yeah.
Get involved? So, what's the biggest lesson you learned this year?
About, like, always being ready to give the gospel to people.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So, I am here with...
Josh Pierce.
And Josh, You're how old?
I'm 18 years old.
And you just graduated?
Correct.
And I taught your mom in 11th grade Bible, so that makes me slightly old. All right, so what are your plans?
I'm going to be going to the University of Akron to study accounting.
I meant today.
Today? Oh.
No. No, I say, yep. All right, what's your best story from Smite or your experience here?
My best story from Smite? So yesterday our group had an obstacle course, and we were trying to do who could do the fastest time. And in the obstacle course, you had to slide down a slide near the end. And Eli Quick was up. And he gets to the slide, and he gets about halfway down, and the slide gets narrower as it goes down. And his body just completely stops in the middle of the slide. And then he was trying to scoot down, but he was stuck. That was probably the funniest story from the week.
So whenever the fire department was called and they brought out the jaws of death, they did rescue him from the slide. So.
Yes, yes. Right. We were the acting firemen.
Oh, okay. All right. So you extricated him from this uncomfortable position. So
yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Got each other's back. All right. So overall, Smite.
It was a blast. It was my first one. They keep us very busy. Yep. I really like that. It felt like I always had something to do, and there wasn't really downtime. I did have an incredible group. Most of the people I didn't know, which I was a little nervous about coming into the week, but it was a lot of fun getting to know the new people, and I'm going to miss them when we leave.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm here with...
Nino.
And your last name?
Suglio.
And where are you from?
Cleveland.
And what grade are you in going into?
Eighth.
Going into eighth. So, is this your first mic?
Yeah.
So, we were here at the table eating lunch on Saturday, and he is confessing his sins. So, you're on the bus, and your driver's driving the bus, and what happened?
The ball went down the middle of the aisle.
The ball just went. I mean, it just... It flew out of someone's hand.
No, someone threw the ball at the driver, and the whole thing swerved right to the right. And I look up, and everyone's blaming me for throwing a ball at the driver.
So you pegged the bus driver in the head while he's driving the bus.
No.
Full of teenagers, and now you're trying to get out of it.
No. One of the other people on the bus threw it. That wasn't me. So I think... I shouldn't be accused of something I did not do.
Okay, we just had to clear that up. I wanted to get this on the record that you are not guilty.
Yeah, I'm not
but
guilty.
Are you guilty of lying?
Yes.
I'm just teasing. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I am with...
I'm Kyle Grimm from Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland Baptist Church.
And what grade, quote-unquote, are you in?
So, quote-unquote... I would be in, I think, what, 16th grade now, going to my senior year of college.
And where are you going?
I go to Cleveland State University in Cleveland, Ohio.
What's your major?
I major in graphic design.
Awesome. That is awesome. So if I can somehow get a contract with you now, like a 20-year contract for $1, now's the time to do it, right, before you're making the big bucks.
Yeah, I guess I'm pretty cheap right now, so not worth too much yet.
How many smites have you been on?
This is my sixth smite.
6-1. Oh, that's awesome. So what's unique about this one? What are you doing this week?
So this week, compared to the past 5 years, I'm a driver. Past 3 smites, I was a smite group leader, which was interesting. It was a lot of fun doing that. And I was expecting to be a group leader this year. I got asked to originally, but then... circumstances changed. I guess I got asked to be a driver, so I said yes. I thought, you know, it's gonna be interesting, something different, so I decided to do it, and I love it.
Yeah,
it's definitely a unique
now,
experience.
Now, for me, I think being a driver is the best job on Smite for a few reasons. Because now, normally you have 2 schools you gotta check on, but being a driver, you can be the eyes and ears of the group. You're able to be at the group whenever they give invitations. You can you know, you're a part of two or three groups. Of course, you're driving a van, so it's one group. But I've always liked being a driver the best. Group leader would be second for me. Being director is way down on the bottom of fun jobs. So what's really sort of impressed you this week?
Well, so far, I think it's amazing that 14 souls have gotten saved in the 3 days. I haven't led anybody yet. I'm still praying that God will allow me to lead somebody.
Me too.
But I just think it's great to see, like, the heart and soul of my team, just their willingness to lead people to Christ. Just two girls in my group, they led a girl to Christ last night, or yesterday evening, or afternoon.
Amen.
It was their first time doing that. I just think it was just amazing. They knew what to say. And that's just something only God can do, to speak through people, and it just takes over the last second when it comes to the gospel.
Going through a week like this is a little bit of a... shows a metamorphosis in your life, because you know you're stepped in now to that actual adult role. I mean, I know you've been in college quite a while, but it's sort of, you've bridged the gap now of seeing what Smite is like as an adult, and it isn't always as fun, you know, as an adult that it was for the teens, because there's more responsibility. You got the safety of your group to consider. You know what I mean? And that's primary. That's so important. Where as a group leader, you didn't always, you know, be that concerned about it. So it is an awesome thing. Plan on going? You plan on keep going as often as the Lord will allow you?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. This
appreciate
is really it. Weird because I knew his mom and dad very well. And it's weird to see all of these adult people that last time I saw them, they were running around in preschool or something. So it's really awesome to see people go and serve the Lord. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate it.
All right, so I'm sitting here with...
Sean Perkins.
And what grade are you going into?
Oh, I'm going into kindergarten this year.
Tell us a little bit about you. You're not at Cleveland Baptist right now, but you grew up at Cleveland Baptist.
Yes, sir, I did. I grew up in Cleveland, and the Lord, over the last couple of years, has moved my wife and I to Milford, Ohio, and where we both serve at the academy there.
Amen. And what do you teach?
I teach theater, and my wife teaches kindergarten.
Awesome.
So.
That's awesome. So, what are you doing here?
This year is my
first
year.
Or maybe you're asking yourself that question all week long. What am I doing here?
That's exactly the question. This year I've taken over as the head Smite cook. My mom did it for the last 17 years, and then I took over from her this year.
So I'm not accusing, but you're saying that no one knows how to cook in Cleveland, so they had to import somebody from Milford.
Apparently they had to fly somebody in.
Now, how many Smites have you been on?
This is my 11th Smite.
11th one. That is just awesome. So you've seen the groundwork. And, you know, that's so important that somebody in the job of a cook, it isn't just, well, we're cooking. Because you understand the whole process and you want to do the very best, you know, for everybody here. So I know you've worked really hard. Like, for example, we have pizza tonight. And so that was... as a tough decision to decide carry out or delivery. So I know that was really tough. And then, of course, the days that we have cereal, you know, somebody's got to buy the milk,
mornings.
You know.
We work hard on those mornings.
I'm only teasing with you. So give us a little idea of what goes into it, because people don't have a clue.
We start writing our menu back in March or April and just start planning and shopping and... it's a several-month process leading up to the week of, for sure.
You spend about what? How much money on food for the...
Several thousand dollars, depending on the size of the group.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody comes and eats at 7:30. You got to be here when?
If dinner's at 5 o'clock, last night we were out of here by about 8:30. Mm-hmm. Just takes about 2 hours to clean up after every meal.
And the prep, though, you got breakfast at 7:30. You sometimes getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock to get over
there
and get things
there
ready.
Sometimes at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. And so that's some of those things that nobody sees necessarily unless you've been through it. And, you know, it's important to want to do the best for the kids because, I say kids, but the workers, you know, because they've been working so hard. And going through it and being through it, you know it, you remember it, and it's a blessing having people saying, man, I want to do this. That's how I feel as a driver. You know, man, I want to be the best I can for all these people who are doing this work. So.
Yes, sir. I've done everything from group member, puppets. I was a clown one year. I was the magician one year. I've been a driver and everything in between, so.
That's awesome. So, you know, that really says a lot that you'd be willing to come from Milford and, you know, you don't get paid to do this.
Nope. And it's definitely a work of the heart, that's for sure.
Amen. Amen. So, what kind of tips do you have?
Not too much.
I think it's awesome that you always have a salad bar every night.
Yes, sir, we do.
For people that are getting up in years and their digestion is a little bit iffy, it helps. I'm saying that from personal experience.
Yes, sir.
So give us an idea of some of the things that you guys have cooked this week.
We did meatball subs, orange chicken, breakfast casserole. All sorts of stuff this week. So.
It's been great. It's been very, very good. And it was a little bit more difficult because we borrowed another church's kitchen.
Yes, sir, we did.
So that made it a little bit difficult, not only for you, but for everybody else to get there. And then you want to try to give a real good testimony to the church that we're borrowing their facilities. So that's even... You know, because I'm sure they probably came in and hovered a little bit. And
they did a little bit, but they were very gracious with us.
Awesome, awesome. So I know that's a big part of it because you guys are left there. They're the ones that if they see things messed up or a chair broken or whatever, they're going to see you guys, you know.
Yes,
because everybody else is off busy, so it's something to sort of huddle over. So give us maybe your thoughts for the week.
It's definitely a ministry that's near and dear to my heart, number one. It's a great, great ministry all the way around. I think everybody needs to experience it.
Amen.
For sure.
Amen. And I have to say, my wife was not really over enthusiastic to drive an hour and a half to see me, but she was going to drive an hour and a half to see you and your family. So
yes, sir.
You must be pretty special.
Yes, sir.
Or I'm just not. Let's just not answer that question. Good to see you. Thank you for your work this week. And although it doesn't produce an immediate result in souls, it's very necessary. And God takes care of the books, doesn't he?
Yes, sir, he does. Thank you, sir.
Amen. God bless you. So good to see you again. And that wraps it up for today. And as we close, I just want to give a couple of random stories each week. They don't really quite fit into a testimony. As we close, God bless you. We're looking forward to Wednesday and Friday of doing this very same thing. Hope this was a blessing and encouragement to you.
My dad listens to Tim Talks.
My dad does too.
My dad listens too.
I didn't know you, and then I was like sitting at a table, and then I hear your laugh. I turn around, and I was like, is that guy who does the Tim Talks? And then I was like, oh, there's his recorder, recording everything again. And then
yes, dog. Nobody remembers my preaching, but everybody knows my laugh.
Yes, indeed. That's great.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.